Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
When I go to different places, matter of fact, when I was in Israel and we went to the Temple Mount, I was able to go into the mosque there where they were. Sometimes you go in, sometimes you can't. It depends on the. I went to the mosque there, took my shoes off and all, went there. I just wanted to see the architecture and the structure. You know, I wasn't a heretic, you know. But anyway, just want to see what's going on. I did the same thing St. John the Baptist. To me, by the way, it's kind of an oxymoron. It's called St. John the Baptist Catholic Church, and he wasn't a Baptist. I mean, he wasn't a Catholic, he was a Baptist. You know, even the Catholic people knew that. St. John the Baptist. And by the way, I didn't name him the Baptist. God named him the Baptist. Baptists were the first. Don't get mad at me. But anyway, that whole story. And you talk about beautiful. The stained glass windows, the architecture, and all that was there. And even they had a little baptistry. As a matter of fact, while we were there, there were some people with little kids, and they were baptizing them. You know, the warden and the priests were there, and all it was quite a thing to see. But up in the corner, I took a picture of it. I should have brought it so Greg could put it on the screen. It had a confessional, beautiful confessional. Had two doors, where the guy who goes, well, you know how that works. It goes in there, and the priest goes in the other side. A little screen between them. I wanted to go in, but the doors were locked. That's the kind of guy I am. I'm going to go to that confessional, you know, just to see. I'm just, you know, and the doors were locked, you know. My God, what if I want to confess, you know, and the doors were locked? Anyway, and I took a picture of it. And I remember what Daddy said many, many years ago, and please don't be offended. If you are, you get mad at him, not me. I'm just repeating. He said, now we have a great high priest in heaven. We don't have to look through a knot hole and talk to a knot head. Aren't you glad we can go directly to God? And that's what the Apostle Paul is talking about. Seeing then, we have a great high priest. Now, Jesus is mentioned as a high priest in Hebrews 2:17, says, if I could find it. Yeah, 2:17. Wherefore, in all things, it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be merciful and a faithful high priest. He's also referred to in Hebrews 3:1, wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Jesus Christ. But here in this verse, he takes it even farther. He doesn't call him a high priest. He says the great high priest, great high priest. Jesus Christ is the great high priest. In the Bible, no other high priest is called great except Jesus Christ. Aaron, that first priest, you know, with Moses and the giving of the law, and Aaron was that first priest, so to speak, in that line. Well, he was the high priest, but he was not never referred to as great high priest. Melchizedek, we'll be talking about him here in a week or two. High priest, but not great high priest. Only Jesus is the great high priest. It's interesting to see all of this. No other high, and the rest of the verse says, that is passed into the heavens. No other priest passed into the heavens but Jesus Christ. He had to be a why? Because he's God, very God. No other priest was called the Son of God. There was only one, the great high priest, who is the Son of God. And by the way, when Jesus... Jesus is now in heaven today, sitting at the right hand of the throne of God, interceding and advocating for us. Hebrews 8:1, Hebrews 12:2. We'll look at that later. When Jesus was on this earth some 2,000 years ago, he was not a priest here. That was not his office, the priest. He never made a sacrifice of an offering for himself because he was sinless. He was not a priest until he offered himself on the cross of Calvary. And then he became what we know as propitiation for our sins. He not only became the offering, he became the offerer. He offered himself on Calvary. But still, his job here on earth was not as a priest. His office here was as a prophet, To be a priest, you had to be born in the line of Aaron of the tribe of Levi. Our Lord was from the tribe of Judah. He was not in the priestly line. He was in the kingly line. When Jesus was here on earth, he came as a prophet, speaking for God. When he went back to heaven, he went back to heaven as a priest to represent to us to God. Difference between a prophet and a priest. A prophet speaks to people on the behalf of God. A priest speaks to God on behalf of the people. See the difference in the offices. When he was here on this earth, he was a prophet. Now in the heavenlies, he's our priest. Not only a priest, he's the great high priest, ever interceding for us. Jesus became the priest, when he ascended into heaven. So Christ occupies a threefold office. Now listen very closely and we're going to move on. He was a prophet when he came to this earth about 2,000 years ago. That was past. He's the great high priest today in heaven, that's present. And one day, he's coming back, amen, as his role as king, that's future. And only Jesus has occupied all three of these offices or will, prophet, priest, and king. He goes on to say, because of that, we have a great high priest in verse number 14. He's our advocate, our mediator, if you will. That is passed into the heavens. He's now in heaven. Jesus, the Son of God, he made it so clear. Let us hold fast our profession. Again, he's not talking about your salvation. You cannot lose your salvation. What he's talking about is your confession, your testimony, your witness. Because Jesus is now in heaven. And because he's now in heaven, let us hold fast. The word hold fast literally means to stay with it. He's not talking about our salvation, but our testimony and witness. Living for Christ. It's wonderful to know that we have a great high priest in heaven, and he ministers there for us. And in my notes, I have the word us all capitalized. Because as I was writing this thing down, I can't get over it. He's there for us. Us. And we're going to find out here in verse number 16. That when we go to that throne of grace, by the way, aren't you glad it's not a throne of judgment? The Bible calls it a throne of grace for us, that we may obtain mercy for us. He's there for us, ever interceding. So he says, I want you to hold fast. Don't quit, don't ever give up. Because a lot of these Jewish people, they were being persecuted and they were going back to the Jewish religion. Sacrificing, and we'll see back in when we get to chapter number 6, Paul said they're not coming back. When we get all this in context, he's not talking about losing your salvation. He's talking about they're not coming back to church. Hebrews 10:25, forsaking not the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is. They left and they're not coming back. And so much the more as we see that day approaching. So that's what he's talking about. To hold fast our profession, our confession, that confession, your testimony, and your witness. Don't you quit. And then verse number 15, we get to some real intimate part of the thoughts here in these two verses. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. I mentioned already about these priests that people would go to and confess their sins. This high priest, he says, we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of Jesus Christ knows everything about us and he cares. There's a song that sometimes we sing in church and I don't remember all the words of it, but it goes something like, does Jesus care? I think one of the verses goes something like, does Jesus care when I said goodbye? Catherine just mentioned losing a brother-in-law, Greg. Does Jesus care when I say goodbye to the dearest on earth to me? Does his sad heart ache? Does it nearly break? Is it aught to him? Does he care? And then the chorus, oh yes, he cares. I know he cares. His heart is touched with my grief.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.